on the button.
I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this chilly Thursday, December 11th, 2025.
Okay, Director Fardella?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Perfect. Will you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is pretty warm.
Yeah, it's warm in here.
Oh, you want to let your hand, okay?
It's funny, I've been cold. Yeah, I've been cold the other months.
I think it's right on us.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right on us.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll wear our bikinis next time. Okay, do I have a motion on the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Directors. We got a twofer there.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, oops. Okay, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board member that needs an item pulled this evening for questions?
Madam Chair, I would like to talk about 4A, minutes of the November 13th regular meeting.
Okay. Is there any other item that needs to be pulled? Do I have a motion on B through D?
I move that we approve the consent calendars items B, C, and D as written.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Directors.
Director Fardella?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay, Director Torlakson, what say you?
I would like to speak about item 12, committee reports, and I would like to note that Director Torlakson was pleased to represent the board and the Torlakson Whole Child Institute at the Parents' Night event, where parents and students had an opportunity to have a hands-on experience with 11 building trade unions. I'd like to note that I represented the Torlakson Whole Child Institute, but I was just introduced as the Ambrose Board Director. So I did not speak for the board.
Do I have a motion on this correction?
I move that we approve these minutes as edited by Director Torlakson.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Directors. Do you have a
Director Bardella?
Yeah.
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to presentations. There's none. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, Madam General Manager.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Directors, Board of Directors. First of all, the Lynbrook ADA Walkway Project has been submitted for the December 16th Board of Supervisors meeting, and that's where we'll get approval for all county funds to pay for this project.
Wow.
So we'll keep you up to date. Everything has been submitted for the meeting. Breakfast with Santa was at ARPD. It was a great event with the Riverview Middle School Band performing. YDLC Toy Drive had a distribution of toys. Great breakfast served by our Youth Academy, and the delight of our community and our youth seeing Santa Claus. Just a great event. Toys for everyone between the toy distribution and the toys from Santa Claus. A lot of very happy youth. As you can see, our holiday lights are up, and a special thank you to Love a Child Mission and their volunteers for lighting up our community center to celebrate the holidays. to further the community with Holiday to Life. They will be having Candy Cane Lane light show located on Willow Pass Road in Bella Vista until Christmas with a special light event on December 20th. We greet the very special and wonderful people that were here. Reminder that the Ambrose District and the Contra Costa County Watershed Project will have a community tree planting workshop this Saturday, December 13th at Lindbergh Park at 9:30 a.m. as part of the county's efforts to grow new trees and to develop an urban forest management plan. Learn how to plant, maintain urban trees, get your hands dirty, and help add new greenery to our community at this event. We're asking all community members to be a part of it.
Cool.
Ambrose District and Hyphy Green Infrastructure Project hosted a community forum December 3rd to get additional input on the development of the community center's project plan. We also had information from the Resilient Hub Project. That's a project that's studying the community center as a resilient hub for our community. That was a grant-based study. We received some great input for both. Wednesday, December 17th will be our Sheriff Toy Drive giveaway at the Ambrose Community Center. It will be 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Santa will be handing out gifts to all children 17 and under.
Nice.
And then Friday, the 19th, is our senior holiday dinner. This is sponsored by the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, the Bay Point Chamber, and the Keller Mitigation Fund. This is a great event for our seniors to give them memories, a moment of holiday spirit that some of them do not have in their lives, and to celebrate with other seniors. Also, it's a great time to introduce them to our senior lunch program with the CC Cafe and make them familiar with our programs. An RSVP is required. There's information on our website where you can get it, or you can call the center and we can give you that phone number to make an RSVP. Per discussion last month on the Parks and Recreation benefit assessments to determine if increase in property or parcel tax funding is a good resource for our district, I have invited CSI Consulting to outline the process, the options that are available for our district, financial costs, and the importance of having a consultant to ensure that all procedures and policies are compliant. I've invited them, with their approval, to do a presentation at our January meeting. With the busy time of year, I know we do have the personnel manual. I do recommend that we review it until February 13th, and I believe you'll have a copy. If not, we'd be glad to get it for you if you misplaced it. Review it, and if you have any questions, suggestions, or requested changes that need to be reviewed, please send them to me. We will be reviewed. I can go over with our counsel, our legal counsel, on those changes you may be interested in to be sure they are correct. And then in February and March meeting, we can see if we need to extend it to have a longer period to review it, or if we should have a workshop to discuss it. And on behalf of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District, and this wonderful staff that I have here, we'd like to wish you, our directors, and the community a very, very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Awesome. Director Fardella, do you have any comments or questions for our general manager?
No, thank you, and Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday.
Director Garcia.
No questions.
Director Torres.
I was going to mention all those things, but
I had it on my list. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah. I just wanted to go through what you were saying. If you could just repeat it and kind of make it clear what we're supposed to do in February with regards to our bylaws.
Personnel manual.
Yeah, go ahead and just go through it and review it on your own time.
Okay.
Because everybody's very busy this time of year till February.
I've got it ready.
Great. And then go ahead and send me any changes, reviews, or questions you may have.
Bring it to the board meeting?
No. You can send it to me.
Present it to you.
Yeah, just give it to me. And then I could compile it together and answer those questions, or say that this is something we can discuss at our workshop, or say that that's something talking to legal counsel cannot be changed.
Okay. So we bring it to you. In person?
You can send an email or whatever is convenient for you.
I have a PDF of it with all my notes in it, so I'll just forward that to you by email.
That's great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it, Dr. Felixson?
Yes.
Okay. And the CSI consultant that's coming in January, that's regarding, I just want to make sure, that's regarding...
parcel.
We've been tossing around how do we increase revenue to the district, whether it, you know, we've been talking about the tax, but that's what it's all about, right?
Right. Bond measures, if you want to add a building, for to maintain your parks and to help our district cover, you know, just infrastructure things, that would be a parcel or a property tax.
Okay, perfect.
And then we'll discuss all the different options that is available. And CSI, working with all the GMs within our special district that are with Capri, they're the ones that they use because their expertise is special districts.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. And you don't need any, the board's already, you don't need any permission from us. We've already. Okay, perfect. All right, moving on. No legal counsel report, so we're moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda may be filed, will be filed, and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first item is a monthly maintenance report. Looks pretty clean.
Well, yes, but it's got a little dirty. Everything is doing was great for a while, but the new to park, we started tagging it on Monday, this weekend. It was the back wall. We painted it every single day. We tried to stay on top of it, and then last night they graffitied the sidewalk. Mm. Some derogatory things. So we had underneath the gazebo an area, we did repaint, which that was painted before with a very sandy paint, so for slippage and when it's raining. There's a couple areas we're gonna have to kind of, down by the playground, grind a little bit to get some of the things out. We tried a couple different graffiti removers and we couldn't get a couple things out, so we will be working on that tomorrow. Just to let you know, if anybody contacts you saying that there's some things that are a little derogatory on the cement, we are in the process of taking care of that tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's a drag. And that's it?
That's it.
That's awesome. Director Fardella, do you have any questions or comments?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Director Garcia?
No.
Director Torvikson?
No.
Me either. Thank you so much. That's a great report. Okay, moving on to B. Consider approving the supplemental amendment to purchase and sale agreement and joint escrow instructions for the sale of Clearland property. Oy vey.
Okay, so Lana has requested to adjust the current sale agreement to 6 more months, amending to June 25th, 2026, with a $50,000 extension deposit within 3 days of the approval of the supplement contract. They are waiting for closure of funding for low-income housing. They said their funding is almost complete, but they do need the extension. But in this process, it was realized that the $50,000 from the October extension that expiring on December 18th, was not paid. Mm-hmm. So according to the title company, they were not aware or given the contract stating that they thought the $50,000 was supposed to stay in the escrow account, and no, so it was John from Alliant did not realize they did not send it. We've had quite a few three-way calls with our legal counsel. He did not realize it, so we have contacted Angela at the First American Title. She will be overnighting the $50,000 check tonight.
The first one.
the first one. We will be getting that because I informed them with, and I'd like to consider this with the board, that that contract is not signed until we have that $50,000 in our hand to be able to, and we have till December 18th, to be able to sign the new contract extension, which I had confirmation from Angela it was in the mail. And I did want to also make a change there on page 2 on the contract. It was noticed by Curtis, our legal counsel. Paragraph 3, it says on or before the date, 5 days business days after the Second Amendment date, where I shall deposit with escrow holder immediately available funds in the amount of $50,000. The third deposit, that is an error. It's the fourth deposit shall be released. So instead of third, it is fourth.
You know, what's interesting is right before that it says the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that was adjusted. It says the fourth deposit, and then it said the third deposit shall be released, but it should say fourth.
Okay.
So that's a change in the contract. Once that $50,000 is in hand, I would like to consider you approving the supplemental amendment to purchase the sale agreement and joint escrow instructions for the sale of Cleveland property to June 2026.
Director Fardella, do you have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'm completely in the dark about this, so I have a number of questions. First one is, are we counting on this money? Is this money we've budgeted that's going to be on the...
This has been a process that I've been here 10 years, and according, and I'm sure May probably, and Trina knows, and Ava no longer, I'd say it's probably been a 25-year process.
Wow.
In the sale of this property. There's been... probably four, looking at the information that I have, 4 to 5 people, investors, that have started and have dropped out or couldn't get funding or couldn't get permits.
What's the address?
It's Clearland and Willow Pass Road. Corner of Clearland and Willow Pass Road.
And what's the total purchase price?
1.6 mil was agreed on in this contract.
And so by June, we will be in possession of that money?
We hope. This is the fourth supplemental they've done.
Right.
So it started that it was supposed to be, when Doug was here, which is 2.5 years ago, was supposed to close. And they've gotten extensions. So we've gotten four supplemental, $25,000 for the first two. Then we moved it to $50,000. This will be the second $50,000 that'll be deposited into our account.
How many square feet is a lot?
You know, I don't know right off.
If you could email that to me,
okay.
I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the answer to my question, but I just have to be frank, having spent 9 years on the planning commission of our neighboring town, I don't think low-income housing is what Bay Point needs. We have low-income housing coming out of our ears. But at the same time, I understand that we're trying to unload this property, and we have been for quite a while. But anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Director Garcia?
No questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Director Froelichson?
More money,
no
more
questions.
Money, more money.
So I want to make sure I understand something, General Manager. We are overnighted. We're supposed to get overnight the third deposit, $50,000.
Correct.
Okay. And you're requesting that we as a board say don't sign this until we have that money in hand.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
So let's say we get the money tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and then you sign it. Are we then going to be really diligent about counting the 5 business days for that second $50,000?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because, all right, perfect.
And
then...
My mind is very aware of that.
Okay, all right. And then also, I just wanted to mention that we are not, it's not within, I don't know if, what the language is, Director Fardella, but it's not within our, I want to say jurisdiction, but I don't know what the language is, to determine what people can do with that land.
We still have purview of what we have purview on. I just made a comment.
I'm not arguing with it. I'm just saying we've had multiple buyers and that have come and said they wanted to do this, and we've had a problem with it. And
so we're not sure that it's going to work out this time. If they miss the first deposit, we'll see.
What do we say? We're not holding our breath?
Right. Yeah.
We're not holding our breath. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay.
But this has been the closest.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, this is the closest for
sure. Show me the money.
You got it. That ought to be our t-shirt. All right. All right. So do I have a motion then?
I move we approve the supplemental amendment to purchase and sale agreement and joint escrow instructions for the sale of Clearland property.
Seconded.
Do we need to put that? Yes. You need to add in May the...
And the new, and the changes to paragraph 3, page 2.21. Item section 2.21, paragraph 3. On the third, on the sentence that says the third deposit shall be released from escrow to seller should be changed to fourth deposit.
And then add in the, she's going to hold off signing until we get.
And hold off signing until we receive the $50,000 from.
The third.
For the third deposit, for third deposit.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
How can you put that all in here?
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Okay, perfect.
And I do want to also reiterate that when this packet went out, I was under the assumption we had received a $50,000. So that's why that change on this motion had to be, because once I became aware of it, there was on a hunt for where it was at and had to rectify the fact that it was not sent to us. But we have taken care of that issue, and we want to be sure that issue has been taken care of by having that check in there.
Perfect.
Did these guys have a track record, the line? Mm-hmm. Have they built anything around here?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes, in Pittsburgh they've done some things with the city of Pittsburgh.
He's going to go do your homework, right?
Research.
Okay. So we have no public hearing, no closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on matters within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Director Fordella.
I just wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and hopefully a peaceful one.
Director Garcia.
I have a question. Back in March, and this, you guys could have just missed it, or I don't know, but we had an item. It says consider authorizing the general manager to discuss tentative agreements with Pacific West Communities on a donation of the land adjacent to Ambrose Memorial Park. Has that nothing happened?
Nothing. They're waiting for permits.
Okay.
So they're in the permitting process.
Okay.
So until it's approved on the county side, because it is county property that they will be purchasing. Pittsburgh property that they will be purchasing. They have to get the permits to purchase the property first before they can donate.
Okay, but it's happening.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just didn't hear anything and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, I don't know who knows Mary Rocha, but
mm-hmm.
Louis passed away
yeah.
last month, and services will be in January 30th, so it's about from now. And just also wanted to mention the senior luncheon next Friday and the Christmas party the Wednesday before that from the Sheriff Department. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all everyone, and thank you for serving everybody.
Don't forget to get your cookies.
Oh, don't you worry, no problem.
Director Torlakson, what say you?
Well, I really had a great time at the Breakfast with Santa. I wasn't there for too long, but at least I got to see a lot of the kids and meet some of the parents and the volunteers who were there. So I tried to thank everybody who volunteered, that I knew volunteered. So it was a great event, and so happy about that. I wish I would have joined the December 3rd, and would like to see a report on what those, the thing that the resilient hub, I'd like to see a report on it if there's one available.
For the resilient, yeah.
Yeah.
For the resilient hub, that is just a start of a study.
Yeah.
But all we did was, just so you know, we had a poster up, and you said what you would like to see at a resilient hub. I can get pictures out. I do have pictures of what people put post-its on, so I would be glad to share that with you.
That's great. I did post some of the pictures and a video as a reel on our Ambrose Facebook, and it got a lot of likes, and you know, and a lot of people. I think we even were able to get more people because I posted it when it was still going on. So I hope you had a lot of community members attend. So anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's nice serving on this board another year. Looking forward to next year.
You know, I think it was Supervisor Preston Scales' event. I wanted to say Unity and Community, but it was her event where the Resilient Hub had their booth. And it was these huge maps. And you would take these colored dots and you would say, like, I have dogs, so I wanted to make sure that if I had to evacuate, I wanted to make sure there was, you know, accommodations for animals. And I thought it was really cool. So is that what they were kind of doing?
Exactly.
That same idea?
And they've done it there, and then here was their second time. Now, as far as the green infrastructure, we've had four forums, and they were also at those events. So that board is pretty full now, and they're in their final stages, planning stages.
I just think we're so lucky as a small community to have access to that. I think it's really amazing, really amazing. And I'm really excited about the tree. Yeah.
That's what I was looking. I was going to talk about the tree planting. Yeah,
I'm really excited about the tree planting in Lindbrook Park this weekend. I think it's going to be a great event, and I hope a lot of people come out. It's awesome. For our, you know, I've had so many neighbors say to me, why did you cut down the trees? And, you know, nobody understands, you know, their first reaction is that we did something bad. So it's going to be nice to be able to say, now we have these trees, just stay in the neighborhood for another 20 or 30 years. You'll have your shade back.
And the beauty is this is a workshop, so they'll learn, you know, about trees and maintaining them and different things like that.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to young people being involved in that. I think it's an awesome event. So, did you want to say anything?
And Madam Chair, I did mention I posted the posters on our Garden Club Facebook and on Nextdoor, so hoping people, and I will repeat that again tomorrow, because sometimes with all the things happening, people forget. And I just wanted to let you know, I asked Lori, will it take 3.5 hours to be there? I will not stay there for 3.5 hours because it's really cold, especially in the morning. So I'll be there early on Saturday.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
Anyway, I agree with all the rest of the directors. It's been such a pleasure to serve on this board. You guys are really awesome. I love our staff. We have the best staff. I hope everyone has a really safe and happy holidays. And we'll be seeing you before the end of the year, but do I have a motion for our January meeting?
I move that we adjourn.
I second that motion.
Okay. Everyone in favor say aye.
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 Okay. And no noes. Yeehaw.
I'm just getting three.
Okay. Bye. See you on Saturday.